When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with David Serrata. So David, this Washington Monument, do you think it's still emitting signals?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, there's a scientist also, you know, in the same region named Nathan Stubenfeld, who actually transmitted radio frequencies through the Earth's crust, and his invention also is around the same time period as Tesla's invention of radio. And basically what he found is you could hammer a steel spike into the ground, just like the frame of the Washington Monument, and he found there's power there. There's real energy. And because he found energy in multiple places, tapping these steel spikes into the ground, he could send frequencies or, you know, messages through the earth. So the monument, or actually any building with a steel frame in the earth, is getting powered by the earth frequency itself, known as the Tesla-Schumann series of frequencies. So that means it's giving off this frequency wave and forming a bubble ever since it was created. And that's why these inventions continue to appear within this bubble. And these are the transformative inventions. These aren't just little things. These are the big ones. Like, you know, why wasn't the internet invented in Russia, for example? Why didn't the Russians invent the atomic bomb? Why didn't the Chinese? They ended up stealing it, right? So what is it about America is the question I was asking myself, that all these great earth-shattering inventions happened first and not somewhere else. And I believe the monument, just like in the book of you know, Isaiah chapter 19 and how the Egyptians put up these obelisk transmitters, it caused a transmission of a series of frequencies into people's consciousness. And it's kind of like Pythagoras called the human body a musica humana, a human musical instrument. And we are like instruments, right? If you play music,
sure,
and it's out of tune, you're not going to want to dance. But when you hear music that is really beautiful and properly, you know, timed and tuned, you have emotions, you know, you have feelings, you feel moods, and you dance, and you move your body. So the way, what 432 is about is, like, you go on your piano, and you have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? So you have seven basic notes. The black keys are your flats and sharps.
But I assume, though, David, you're saying what this does is it increases creativity.
Right, and healing. It's been proven that if you're not even shifting, like an A note today, you know, and now a lot of people are using 432 middle A, right? So again, A is that first key on the piano, or the guitar. And if it's detuned at A440, which is what we tend to use today, and you change to 432, what people are saying is, oh my God, I like the music so much better. I have so many more incredible feelings inside of me, right? But what happens with each note, A, B, C, D, F, G, is you can go up an octave, right? That's what do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do is. That's eight octaves. So you can take A, and then an octave means you take the frequency times two to go up, or divided by two to go down, right? So A440 would go down to A220 hertz, which is a lower tone, right? Or if you go up, it would be 880. So what I did is when I calculated the frequency of that the monument would give off as an antenna, which was 442,709.351 hertz, I divided that by 10 octaves. So I came down, and I'm at 432.333, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a 432 scale tuner. And it's been putting this frequency off ever since. However, with the arrival, at the time of its inception, it was probably more powerful for the first, 50 years, because eventually we put up all these microwave towers everywhere, and they're kind of drowning out the field, right? They're putting in frequencies that we're transmitting, cell phone towers and internet that are actually much higher octaves than this, because this is a very low frequency compared to today's microwave towers, and they're causing distortion in the field. So the question is whether we'll continue to see these enormous breakthroughs, within my bubble. But all the big ones, these are the biggest ones in history. There's all the rest of the inventions on the planet are small stuff. They're little fine-tuning improvements. And there's more of them than I can even name. For example, the laser at Bell Labs. The laser is a major earth-shattering invention. Radio is a major, and television is a major earth-shattering invention. The automobile, the birth of Floyd in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, which is in these are the big ones, right? So I found through my years of research that frequency alters consciousness for the betterment of humanity or even the destruction of the human mind more than anything.
It could go either way, right?
It could go either way. In fact, the Washington Monument could even be detuned by some hacker, right, who could hit it with some really bad frequencies, which is like bad music. You remember those experiments that Masaru Emoto did with water where...
He played pleasant music and harsh music, and the water crystals looked gorgeous or they looked discombobulated.
Exactly. So if you have nice 432-tuned music, then you're going to have nice crystals, which, again, your body's made mostly of water, right? So that means that humans as a musical instrument, we like certain frequencies and we don't like certain frequencies. And maybe by detuning, using detuned frequencies on the population, you'll see more violence and you'll see more crime, right? But what also is interesting, too, is that the monument, if you take the monument, and there's another diagram up on your site that demonstrates this, and this is its hidden code, is that if I use the monument's height, 555 feet, 5.125 inches, and I draw two circles that diameter, now, if you look on the lawn, on the grass feature of the monument, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's two circles, they come together in their midsection, and they form what's called the Vesca Pisces, which is like an elliptical, it looks like an eye, right? And you see this on the lawn, which means somebody knows what I'm about to tell you, because the monument is taller than the Great Pyramid of Egypt, but if I make two circles whose diameter is the height of the monument, 555 feet and 5.125 inches, the Vesca Pisces is the exact finished height of the Great Pyramid of Egypt. And that means whoever built it and whoever decided on its final height knew a secret greater than Dan Brown's Law Symbol, right? Dan Brown's Law Symbol series ends in this, you know, this new TV series that came out. It ends with the Washington Monument being the greatest secret holder, but it doesn't know what the secret is. So if the monument and the grass feature on the lawn, which is the Vesica Pisces, is the monument's greatest secret, that it is really the mother frequency of the Great Pyramid of Egypt. Then the obelisks come from Egypt, right? And then you go all the way to the Vatican. So at the Vatican, this is going to be really mind-blowing, because the Vatican's height is St. Peter's Basilica, designed by Michelangelo, who's one of the chief architects, is the same height as the Great Pyramid of Egypt is today without its capstone.
Without the tip, right?
Without the tip. Whereas the Washington Monument's height, when you make two circles and they form the Vesica Pisces in the middle, the graphic is up on your website for people to see. The height of the Vesica Pisces is the exact height of the Great Pyramid of Egypt. But why would the Vatican make St. Peter's the height of the pyramid? Because, I mean, it's accurate to 99.98%. It's off by like a foot in a few inches. And you know what they intended to do, because in the courtyard of the Vatican is another obelisk that looks like the Washington Monument, but it's smaller. So I did the math on that one, and it turns out it's an A on the piano, 444 A note transmitter. And John Lennon apparently tuned his guitar to A444 for some reason. So why is that one A44 and the monument's A432? And what does that do to human consciousness?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Could this frequency have been used to move the blocks of the pyramids?
Well, see, when you get into, what's his name in Florida? Lee Scallon, right?
Edward Lee Scallon.
There's a great secret there. If you look at the top of his pyramidal poles, you'll see a box, which is where people think he had a frequency transmitter. And mm-hmm. I measured the box's ratio. It is an Ark of the Covenant ratio. And this is where my work is going now. I have decoded what I believe is the God frequency of the Holy of Holies and the Ark of the Covenant. And I think Scallon knew it. Now, I haven't used the frequencies yet that I've decoded in the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies. But the fact that the pyramid, a lot of people don't know what I'm about to tell you. The pyramid's queen chamber and King's Chamber are the exact same measurement as Moses' original Holy of Holies when it was a tabernacle, when it was a tent. So there was a 10 by 10 cubit tent. And we know in the book of Ezekiel that God uses the royal cubit, the long cubit, which is a cubit plus a hand, because that's what it says in Ezekiel. So the Queen's Chamber is the exact same measurement in the Great Pyramid as Moses' original Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was stored. Now, in the Kebra Nagas, the Ethiopian Book of Kings, it says the Ark of the Covenant levitated the Israelites' luggage, levitated their luggage. So why does Lee Stalin have, look at the top of the pole. There, if you look at the ratio of the Ark of the Covenant is a Fibonacci 3-5 ratio, which is 1 to 1.66666, right?
Now tie this in, David, to Tesla's death ray. Was his ray based on vibration?
Oh, yeah. The Tesla death ray, the theory is, okay, so when the FBI investigated Tesla's death, and I got a copy of all those declassified files, I found my boss's name in there, Maglitch. Why? Because he was from Yugoslavia, and they thought he knew something about the death ray. And when I interviewed my friend Boyd Bushman, the Lockheed Martin senior scientist of 20 years, who told me that a friend of his was a Navy doctor who treated a pilot from radiation burns who had just used Tesla death ray to shoot down the Roswell saucer, we know that according to the Tesla files that the death ray was taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, right? And believe it or not, Wright-Patterson is inside of my bubble within the monument.
Is it still there?
What's still there?
The death ray.
Oh, we've developed a death ray that is way beyond the original death ray. Now, the death ray, according to Tesla, could annihilate an army of 100,000 soldiers at once.
Jeez.
That would be one of the, I believe it is the weapon, and Boyd Bushman confirmed this in an interview with me, that we're using to shoot down these unknown, UAP UFOs. And that's one of the reasons the UFOs don't get that close anymore. You don't hear stories like you used to of landings that are close.
I was just saying that too this week, David, that we don't get landing pads and all those things. We used to see scorched out, burned areas of grass and fields.
I know a professor at Santa Monica College I interviewed. I'm trying to remember his last name. His first name was David. He and his girlfriend were in Phoenix, Arizona, and his girlfriend's dad worked at the radio tower in the airport in Phoenix, and they came upon a UFO in a field. It was hovering a few feet off the ground. And I mean, this is a professor at Santa Monica College telling me this. And they got close to it. They could see it. The UFO I saw in Berkeley in 1968 was close. It was hovering above, the Berkeley campus. You don't see that much anymore.
No, you don't.
Because of the weapon that I think Tesla developed the death ray. Our military was satisfied with the development. He was murdered, even though he was 87 years old. And the death ray is taken to Wright Pat, and that's where they developed it. And when we detonated the atomic bomb at Trinity Site, New Mexico, we opened up a time dilation portal, which is why you have three UFO crash sites on all sides of the Trinity Site. That's where we were chasing these UFOs on radar, and we shot them down. This is a very different theory than them getting struck by lightning from a lightning storm. I don't believe lightning would take them down. Absolutely, I don't believe that. And also, well, the last time I was on your show, we were talking about the case that I have, the photographs and the email testimony that the Space Shuttle Columbia was taken out by some kind of a weapon. We can see it getting hit by this weapon. And again, was that weapon ET or was it a demonstration, which would be a very cruel thing to
Looks imagine. Like a lightning bolt or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, but lightning has tentacles. No, this thing's way too slow to be lightning, the thing that hit the Columbia. It's it's, you know, lightning is way too fast to have been this. And lightning, you can't get three pictures of the same lightning strike. I mean, this guy got...
You're lucky to even get one.
You're lucky to get one. I mean, this guy is pressing his shutter on a tripod in San Francisco Bay Area, and he's getting pictures of this thing coming in and chasing the Columbia. The Columbia is doing 17,500 miles an hour, and this thing incoming is peaking at 60,000 miles an hour. So lightning is somewhere around, oh my God, I don't have my notes in front of me. It's way past that. So what hit the Columbia was definitely not a lightning strike. There's no tentacles. It course corrects and turns 90 degrees when it misses the Columbia and then hits it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.